Good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
I thought I'd try and think of like a really cool thing to call you and it just kind of fell a little flat. So I apologize.
I'll take it. I like it.
What have we got going on this weekend?
We've got a few different things, a few parties, an exhibition for you.
You're always good at finding a good party to go to.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at sniffing them out.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So many compliments this morning.
So what's our first event on the list this morning?
So the MCA has put together a kaleidoscopic light installation.
Ooh.
And they're inviting the Future Classic DJs to come in on Sunday afternoon to get a bit of a party vibe going.
I love this.
Get your
This is cool. This is great. This is like a great Sunday afternoon event.
Yeah.
Go listen to a bit of music, trip out a little bit with the lights and the whole shebang. It feels like a chill weekend.
And that is my favorite view of the city as well.
Hands down, the best spot in the city.
Incredible.
It's crazy. I've always thought that I'd love to get into their New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
That would be ideal.
And I've been to a lot of the Future Classic parties there at the MCA and they are so much fun.
Yeah.
As soon as the sun goes down, like the party really kicks off.
This is
really
fun.
Good time.
So we've got a kaleidoscopic light installation.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Yeah. I don't even know. It just like looks really pretty.
Yeah.
And especially for the summer as well. Mm. And this goes on for a little while and it's every Sunday.
Okay.
From 4 p.m. and it's free entry.
Okay.
So just got a bit of a party going on.
But this is like the one to start them all.
This is the one to start it off with, yeah.
Very cool. Do we know who's playing tonight?
I don't know who's playing tonight.
Yeah.
But it will be like a rotation of the Future Classic DJs.
Great.
So we got Keeper Disco DJs, Vibe Positive, Andy Garvey and Ariane.
Amazing. This is cool.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
It's going to be a good time.
It's a beautiful spot in the city too.
Yeah.
Like if you want to celebrate a weekend, celebrate Sydney, this is a great place to do it.
Yeah. Take your friends down.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Have a bev. Have a cheeky bev.
Yeah.
Love it. What else have we got happening?
Another one for your Sunday afternoon is a big party at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville.
Cool.
Called Girls Rock.
Love everything about it. So far, I know nothing and I love everything about it. I know it's called Girls Rock. I know it's at the Factory and that's all I need to know. I'm in. So what's happening?
Well, it's kind of like a big celebration of women in rock music.
Love it.
It's trying to empower young female, trans, non-binary youth to like live music.
This is great.
Yeah.
Like so a safe space to foster that kind of exploration of music.
Yeah.
I think that's something that is so needed. This is fantastic.
It's going to be so much fun.
This is going to be fun.
And they're raising money to run these workshops.
Oh, wow.
As well.
Oh, wow.
For these young
people,
non-binary and trans youth.
Love it. This is great. You can go rock out, have a good time, and know that you're doing it for a good cause.
Yeah.
You can kind of stick your nose up in the air a little bit for
that's
that because it's a good cause.
And some really good acts playing as well.
Okay.
So we've got Mere Women,
yep.
K9, Passing, and Party Dozen.
Now, off air, you said Party Dozen were fantastic.
Life. I really love Party Dozen.
Excellent.
They're like pretty intense, but
that's cool.
Good
I've got to admit,
vibe.
I've never heard of them before, and I have to ask: are there a dozen people on stage?
No, I think there's only two of them.
Okay, cool.
But they sound like there's like 15 people
really?
On the stage. It's
that's
just like
great.
Very loud.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
that's a fun Sunday.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
This is cool. Now I've got one last one.
And the last one is it's the last weekend of a exhibition on at Commune in Waterloo.
Okay.
And exhibitions by a photographer called Ray Begley.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it's just like an exhibition of it's photographs of a Nepalese glacial retreat.
Oh, wow.
And his exploration through all of these
places. That's amazing. I love when people... I love the kind of nature photographs. Photographs of nature are kind of my favourite. And this is obviously a really important one because it's the retreat of a huge glacier.
It looks quite beautiful.
Yeah, amazing.
Looks really, really beautiful.
Amazing.
And all the proceeds of this exhibition are donated to the Ice Stupa Project.
Oh, cool. These are all really good causes this weekend, I feel. Two really good causes this weekend. So when's this one on?
This one's going all weekend.
Yeah.
Today and tomorrow, it starts at 10 a.m.
Cool. I got to say, I had the opportunity to go and see a glacier when I was in New Zealand. And I was like, yep, I'm in glacier time. With pouring rain that day, ice, hail, the whole shebang. We got to the car park. I looked out the window. I'm like, yep, I've seen the glacier. Let's go. I couldn't do it. I could not hike to the lookout. It was pouring rain. It was freezing cold.
Like glaciers sound a lot cooler than they are.
They sound a lot cooler.
And I went to one and it was like,
It's ice and mud. It's ice and mud. But like, they're an amazing photographic subject. And I think that's the idea that a lot of people build in their heads is this incredible, huge, monolithic structure of ice. But to like get to that point, you have to like take a helicopter, get on the ice and all the whole shebang. But like, I was like in the car park, I'm like, yeah, I'm out. I'm out. I don't want to fly anymore. It was crazy. No, and like no helicopters were flying. We were going to do like a helicopter flight onto the glacier, do the whole heli hike
thing. Oh, wow.
Yeah, no helicopters. It was bad weather.
Yeah, right.
It was not good weather. One of the glaciers was closed. We only got to go to one of them. The one down the road couldn't get to.
I feel like you didn't really miss much. Except for like the helicopter. I've never been in a helicopter.
Me neither.
It looks like a lot of fun.
I felt like I was going to be such a baller. I was like, oh, I'm going to be in a helicopter. I'm going to be so cool.
And you'd be like throwing money out of it.
And then just like asking the helicopter to land so I can go pick it back up. Yeah. That was going to be my helicopter experience. Oh, dear. Well, these are great events. What's your pick of the bunch this weekend?
Girls Rock.
Yeah, that's a cool one. I'm going to go Colour Fields pop up.
Yeah?
That's going to be my pick of the bunch because I feel this weekend I need to take it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And it's my favourite four-letter F word. It's free. Free entry to that one. We'll pop all the details on the podcast at the end of the show. Arian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jess.